touch of a master's hand.
It was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin. And he held it up with a smile. "What am I bidding, good folks?" he cried. "Who'll start the bidding for me? $1, $1, and two, only two. $2, and who'll make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three, but no." From the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Wiping the dust from the old violin, tightening the loosened strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as a caroling angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I bid for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000. "Who'll make it two?" $2,000. "Who'll make it three?" $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, going and gone, said he. And the people cheered. Some of them cried. "We don't quite understand. What changed its worth?" Swift came the reply. "Ah, the touch of the master's hand." And many a man with life out of tune and battered and scarred with sin is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage and a glass of wine and a game, and he travels on. He's going once and going twice. He's going and almost gone. But the master comes. The foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and a change that's wrought with a touch of the master's hand.